WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Usually on the night of December 11th and all through the day on December 12th, throngs of pilgrims visit a shrine in northwest suburban Des Plaines. They come to celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, an icon of Mexican Catholicism. This year, because of the pandemic, all in-person celebrations have been canceled. WBEZ's Linda Lutton reports on the measures the shrine is taking to keep people away tonight and tomorrow.
Usually, the Feast for the Virgin of Guadalupe at the open-air shrine in Des Plaines would sound something like this. There are thousands of people, Mexican cowboys on horseback, music and food. There are Aztec dancers and an ocean of roses and other flowers people bring for the Mother of God, either to give thanks or to ask for her help. The rector of the shrine, Ezequiel Sanchez, recounts the story of a man who came the last mile on his knees one year.
He said, "My daughter is very sick. I have no money. I have no papers. The Virgin Mary is my last hope for my daughter."
The Virgin Mary is said to have appeared to a man named Juan Diego in 1531, outside what today is Mexico City. The image of the Virgin of Guadalupe was miraculously imprinted on his cloak as a sign. Today, that cloak is enshrined in Mexico City. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Des Plaines is an exact replica. The shrine is the largest in the U.S., with 250,000 pilgrims arriving over 2 days.
And so having to close it this year because of COVID, it's an incredible blow. It really is painful.
Like other religious institutions, they will stream services online. But since the shrine is open to the public, there are no gates. They are also taking other measures. All parking nearby is prohibited. They're turning off the lights on the property, and they're taking the exceptional step of removing the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
For the first time we've ever done this, we have to repose the image so that she is not available at the shrine. And she will be returned on Sunday morning.
After her feast day, Sanchez says if people do come, volunteers will gingerly invite them to go back home.
We'd probably give them chocolate and be as respectful as we can. But there's nothing here.
Sanchez wants people to build their own shrines at home.
The fiesta is canceled. The faith isn't. We still honor Our Lady. We still celebrate the feast, but in a different way.
He says clergy see the effects of COVID every day. They are burying the dead, and prayers for sick family members come here to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.